Yeah.
Hey. Hey. No one will ever know.
A few drinks in. That's what happens.
I'm in the house of Rob Blatt.
Yeah.
Blatt's bash is the hashtag. Had to think hard then. I'm trying to audio boo and open this beer. Can you hold on to that beer for me, Rob?
I can.
Hang on a second. This is an unusual beer I've taken from Rod's cavernous fridge. And it's a wheat beer, is it?
It's a Belgian wheat. Might be called a white. Belgian white.
Belgian white. Rob, why do you invite so many strange people into your home?
No one's strange here. The bottom line was I put out on Twitter earlier today, if you're on 12 Seconds, if you're on Seismic, if you're on Twitter, if you're going to the 140 Characters Conference, whoa, most likely you're a friend. So come on by.
Awesome.
Most likely, in your case, you're from out of town.
No, yeah.
You might just wind up at some crappy
bar.
But
I fit tonight. All of those characters as well.
You do. So
that means I can drink four times as much as anybody else.
We have four times as much just for you.
Oh, I'm loving it. What do you do?
What do I do? I'm an audio engineer. I'm a freelance new media guy. I make things, and I make things sound better.
That should be on a t-shirt. I'm going to just shuffle back as I moonwalk to the hardcore area where all the creativity is happening. I believe you're Rob's good lady.
I am Rob's good lady.
The hostess Amber. Of the house, Amber.
Yes, that's me.
You're needing more dough. Are these people, they not had enough of your delicious pizza yet?
I don't think that they've eaten enough pizza, so I'm going to continue to make the pizza until they're full and bursting and full of beer and full of pizza. It's what we do here.
And I've had a slice of pizza, and I've had some amazing wine, and I've had some phenomenal sangria, which it's the first time I've ever had sangria outside of Spain.
Oh, really?
And it tasted, I hope there's no Spanish people listening, better.
It's cheap red wine, mm-hmm. Two oranges sliced up, a little of Mott's apple juice, and a tiny bit of sugar.
Quality.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn good. And the pizza was good too. And I'm going to wander over to probably Chaz French, because he's drinking beer that I'm drinking, and he's probably going to explain it to me in a much finer detail than I will ever be able to word.
I wanted to see his stupid fucking face.
Hey, Chaz.
I will not have to see stupid fucking Paolo for three fucking weeks, that goddamn douchebag. I would like to see Little Bits, as we call him, have turbulence so bad he shits himself.
Well, I kind of came over hoping to talk about the beer you're drinking.
Oh, it's lovely. It's called Shucktop. It's a Belgian white that's brewed with spices. It's quite good. But you happened to come over when I was talking about the stupid fucking shit that works in my office and makes everyone's life hell. His name is Paolo.
Paolo, if you listen to this, we are smiling while we diss you.
Not at all.
Chaz.
Yes.
Yeah, Twitter name.
Chaz. Don't say it now after you not.
After I diss Paolo Di Alessandrini, my name is Chaz French, and you can suck my ass.
Quickly, pan away. Twitter name.
Walt Ribeiro.
What do you do?
I teach music lessons online full time.
Yeah, on video?
Yeah, video.
On YouTube?
Pretty much every major video distribution platform.
How do you distribute to all of them? Do you use something like TubeMogul?
TubeMogul is one of them, yes.
What else do you use?
What's that?
Do you use other multi-distribution platforms then?
TubeMogul's the only one, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's other video sites that I use that aren't on TubeMogul, but other than that, yeah, I would say, yeah.
And what do you teach?
Guitar and piano.
Guitar and piano. And how do you monetize it?
So my sponsors are actually exclusive throughout the entire video. So my guitar is sponsored, my amplifier is sponsored, my strings are sponsored, my shirt is sponsored, things like that. Yeah.
That's an interesting business model. I'm sure people are copying it right now.
They can, but it took me about a year and a half to build my community, so I got a pretty big jump start. So I'm not really late.
Good work, man. Good work.
Yeah, totally.
Matt.
Christian.
There's a mission ahead of you. I can see you planning it in your mind now as you cradle that rather very alcoholic glass in your hand.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. And you've been talking shots. You've been talking plans of action. You wanted to script some stuff. I think it's best that it doesn't happen. And you've got your head totally focused on the work that's coming up in the next few days. Am I right?
Completely. Yes, you are.
What are you going to be doing at the 140 Characters Conference, which is, of course, why we are here in New York?
I will be interviewing people, characters, with you, asking questions about what exactly?
Well, we've got a few different bits and bobs to ask, but I know that the people out there in the community have been asking about bits and bobs, but quite interestingly, some people want to know about education in Twitter and how education is being used within Twitter, or how Twitter is being used within education. So and it's something I know very, very little about, so I'm hoping we can get some answers.
Twitter, education, Twitter, and other forms of online social media, not just Twitter.
Not just Twitter, although the conference is pretty much
all about it, but, you know, one brings the other.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to go stand up here. Bronwyn is standing, arms folded in a defensive posture, as if to say, interview me, will you?
Oh, I want to know what this is.
That's a wind muffler buffler thing, and it makes sure that if I go puh, 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 it doesn't knock the sound out of it.
Right.
You're the first South African Australian I've ever met.
I'm really Australian. South African is...
It's just a hint.
It's part of the history, yeah. It's back there.
What are you doing here? So far away from home, hours and hours and hours through the air.
I came to meet all these wonderful Twitterers I've not yet met in real life.
I thought you were here to do some talking on a panel.
Oh yeah, there's that too. Oh, and I'm giving a talk.
What's the talk on?
It is on media, Twitter, and chaos theory.
Can you give us a sentence, a snippet, the title?
Twitter is chaos.
What's with these? Nice, short and sweet. So, you feeling confident? Do you know who your audience will be?
I feel better once I've written the speech.
Well, you've got the title.
Yes.
I think it'll just flow from it.
I don't know who the audience is. I'm pitching high.
If you're not following all of them, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
But then no, because one great person once said to me, Twitter's chaos.
It's true. Whoever that person was is a very, very wise person.
I think they should be talking somewhere about that very thing.
I think we should book her in.
Andy, how you doing?
Oh my god. Sorry. No, not here. Help.
No, you're back at the hotel researching and doing serious work stuff. You're not in somebody's house drinking. Oh, you're not drinking, you've drank. You're already drunk.
It's Media 140.
It is, but also Daily Twitter.
Daily Twitter too, yeah.
Yeah. Daily Twitter too. You've got two accounts. Colin Bennett. Give him a drink. He doesn't know what he's doing. I'm only going to ask you a question which you answer in 140 characters or less. Are you looking forward to the whole event?
I am indeed. I think the highlight's going to be our entertaining panel on Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Entertaining because we'll probably not turn up.
I don't know.
Why don't we just have holograms?
I think we've got Paul Carr. We've got this guy called Christian Payne. I think he's documentally Radio Kate from the BBC, and of course Media 140. Should be interesting. We've got some rubber ducks to bring on stage.
Well, we're not doing that rubber duck thing that I still don't understand the concept of. Yes, but yes. Well, let's plant the seed, and people will be wondering.
I think we should. Well, let's see what happens.
Thank you very much. Hi, Chrissy. How far have you come?
So all the way from Florida.
Florida. You drove here, didn't you?
I did drive here.
Yeah. How many hours?
19 total.
19 hours.
I got here in 24 hours, exactly. Yes.
Wow. You didn't sleep?
Was I asleep? I slept between Tampa and Jacksonville.
What, just in the car?
Yeah, you know, while I was driving, I was sleeping. No, I drove from Tampa to Jacksonville and stayed the night. And then I drove from Jacksonville to Jersey in one straight day.
What were you listening to on the stereo?
A lot of Nickelback and Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, that keep you going, keep you awake. Did you tweet while you were driving?
I was tweeting, and I'm still tweeting this.
Is that illegal?
Is it illegal?
Illegal.
Illegal. It's probably illegal, yes.
So
care.
Did you tweet when you were driving?
Yes, I did.
He's still agreeing.
Yes, I still do. It's Where the Fuck Am I is my tag. It's the Where the Fuck Am I tour.
Oh, I saw that all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And your Twitter name?
Is I Chrissy, IKRISSI.
Thank you very much. I do believe that's Miss Something from Twitter sat there nurturing a brand new beer.
Brand new one. I'm not really nurturing it just yet.
Not yet.
Need some time.
The condensation on the sign is just fantastic. We are in Brooklyn, aren't we?
We are.
Which is your neck of the woods.
Yes, we're in my neighborhood. We're about 4 blocks away from where I live.
It was a bit scary walking here.
Really?
Yeah, there was lots of cars with stereos bigger than the actual engines.
I guess it's scary coming in and not knowing where you are.
But do you ever hear gunshots or anything?
Yes.
Now that is scary. Yeah. How do you hear the gunshots over the stereos? There must be guns bigger than the stereos, which are bigger than the engines.
So I'll tell you a story. I was out last night, actually not in this neighborhood. I was in Williamsburg, which is right by the bridge going into New York. And it's like a total, it's actually a much safer neighborhood probably than we are in. And a bunch of us got out of the subway, and I immediately recognized gunshots. And I was just like, did anyone else hear that? And they're like, yeah, what was that? Cars, tires popping? And I'm like, no, I think that was a gunshot. And maybe an hour later, we walked two blocks up, and there was like 10 police cars, police tape, like the whole block blocked up. And I was just like, yeah, keep walking, keep on. They're like, didn't you say you heard gunshots? Oh, my God. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived here for about a year and a half.
Apparently, if you live here for 2 years, you can actually tell what gun fired those gunshots.
Yeah, I'm not that good yet. I saw a car bomb go off like a week ago.
You saw it go off?
Yeah.
You're a blogger, though. How come you didn't capture that on video?
You don't really talk about what you see. It never really hit a police blotter either, which really concerned me.
What was the car bomb from? Who, why, where?
I saw the people who did it run.
You're a key witness.
Yeah, I did. I put in a call with the police department, talked to the local guys at the deli to just make sure I didn't imagine things. The next day there was like burned pieces of car in the road. I took pictures of it. But yeah, I saw a car blow up.
What was the bomb made of? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Why did they do it?
I don't know.
Wow, you should find out and say, I gave you loads of info. Give me some back. My mates want to know.
Funny, because I had caught a mouse in my apartment that night. And so I had to walk down the
street. Oh, you didn't put him
in the car? No. It was actually a mouse bomber. It's the new thing. No, so I let the mouse go in the park down the block. And as I was letting the mouse go, I overheard someone on their cell phone talking about money. And it was right around the spot where the car bomb went off. So I don't know if it was related.
Wow. I imagine when the police were writing down the...
Hello.
Oh, what are we doing?
Hey. What are we on?
12 seconds.
Hey, we got three left.
One. Zero!
We're 12 seconds in one corner and we're audio booming here. Thank you very much. I could just imagine the policeman writing down, okay, so you're releasing a mouse.
No, you heard, didn't say, no, no, no. You don't.
You would have complicated
snitch.
Things.
You don't snitch.
On the mouse?
On anything. Okay. You just see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Ah, because you're a local now. What do Brooklyn locals say to one another?
So fun.
Duck. Nice. Sukjit, of video legends. First time I saw you, I think, was on Seasmic.
Oh, yes.
And you, video experience.
You were like one of the first professional video people I remember seeing, as in you were paid to do video on the many platforms that I was a part of. I thought, wow, what's happening, man? People are actually getting paid to do this now? What am I missing?
That's interesting.
What do you do now?
I am a video blogger. Still. Like, by the skin of my teeth, I'm still doing it. But
what kind of, what platforms do you use? And what kit do you like more than anything else? What have you learned after all these years? Months.
Well, you know what? I am obviously still learning. There's nothing that's... you never get to a point where you stop learning something about it all because it's constantly changing.
Totally. But, and kit's always changing and tech's always getting better.
Yeah. What do you mean by kits?
Kit, like equipment. What camera do you use?
So, to be honest with you, I use whatever I can get my hands on. Because to me, it's about the accessibility. It's not about having the fanciest or the greatest gear. It's about actually just having a voice and being able to maximize on whatever it is that you have. So whether it's your laptop and whatever it came with, or a fancier microphone and camera, you just use with what you have. You use what you have.
The best camera you can possibly have is the one that's in your pocket and fully charged, ready to go, isn't it?
Whatever's there, I use it. I use my cell phone for things. You know what's so funny, Christian? Like, in my lifetime, I worked in television, and there was a time I remember looking at internet video and going, oh my God, it hurts my stomach to look at that. It's so icky and pixelated and slow, and the sync is gone. And now I create that content, and I love it for different reasons. Like, I make that content, and it's not
not about the aesthetic only, it's about the story or the moment or whatever. This is an odd interview in the middle of this pizza party.
It's weird, isn't it?
No. You, stories I'm not that you line, did. So I don't know.
No, it's good. I like the fact you reminded me of some of the stuff you've been doing with your family, and you've been doing some really kind of heartwarming and touching content.
That's not content. That's life. That's not content.
It's the content of your life.
But that's the difference is that I felt like I was part of a community. So to me, I did a show. That was content. The part where I involved my day-to-day, my kitchen, my friends, my family, my heartbreak, my desires, whatever, that was part of my friendships with people. And it still is. When I share, it's about, I only think about the people I know and care about. I don't do it because I think it's good content.
No, but I mean, we're probably talking semantics here, but when you post it to the internet and and it becomes a video, it does become kind of video content. I don't like putting a value on some of this stuff, but there is stuff that I will always return to because it touches me and it engages me in a way that lots of the other content that I'm looking at doesn't get anywhere near. So that's kind of the context I'm using that in. And yeah, you're not thinking content when you're doing it, of course. Yeah. And I don't think many of us do that are really passionate about doing it.
You know, it's the truth of the matter is, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. When I had a full-time job, I thought very little about what I was doing. I just knew what I wanted to share. So there were a lot more moments. There were moments with my parents or moments like just moments. Now because I do my blog and I hope that it will get me work, it's a bit more produced. And I have been looking back lately thinking it's lost something. It's lost some kind of authenticity that it used to have before. So it's a weird time, you know?
And obviously all of your stuff's there, though, going back and it's all findable.
That's actually, I did a reel for a job, and I basically went backwards and put little moments in it, and I could see myself that I was in a time where it was about something else, and the person that I am now is about trying to find my space in this universe. Because you're right, I was somebody who got paid for content, and I would look at somebody like you, and I would say, how do I get paid? I would think that about myself. I would think, why am I getting money? I know I have a background in television. I know I worked in production for 11 years. But looking at them with the producer's eye, these guys are brilliant. I'm not doing anything that's revolutionary. In fact, I should be producing ways of getting their content out more. That just wasn't necessarily...
Maybe you have the knowledge and the means and the... I mean, who has thought of cherry-picking people from the internet, from the different platforms, and creating a new space for all of that?
It's starting more now. But what I think at the end of the day it's all about is if you feel like you have something to say, just do one thing and have the courage to just try. Try. Because once you try, you find your voice. And the tools are there. Oh, wow. The tools are all there. It's incredible right now. I shoot, I edit, and I distribute my own content. Never in my life was I allowed to do that. I'd write something, it'd get rewritten. Or I'd write something, and my boss would love it, but the network executive would change it. Or it would go out whole, but I wouldn't know what people thought. And you know, when you're a creative person, you're putting yourself on the line like that.
That's right. And we don't know. I mean, a lot of the people coming into it now have absolutely no idea that this is as accessible as it's ever been. They don't know how lucky they are, how in control of their media they can be. Where is all of your stuff right now? What's your blog called?
Sukhjit.me.
Can I spell it?
SUKHJIT.me. And the most ironic part of it is because I never started off with it being about me, but really this blog has been my space.
My space.
I'm not on MySpace. One of the very few platforms I'm not on.
Well, I'll tell you what, check it out. It's actually been revamped. It's weird. I was in there the other day, first time in ages, moving all this stuff around, thinking, this actually looks quite good now. Well, let's see what the community's like. So, hey, if you go down on it, the community will be better.
Well, if you recommend it, Doc, I will.
Well, you know, check it out. I mean, I'll speak to you later on.
Thank you.
And it was a little awkward because now she's married and has her first child.
Hey, I wanted to grab you very quickly and say,
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Tell everybody your Twitter name.
Rojo Pelo. Rojopelo.
And are you looking forward to the future of everything that we've been dabbling in the same way that you reminisce on the past? That's probably a weird question, but we've had so many weird conversations online and the spaces have been there for everybody to express themselves. Do you look forward to where it's going?
I look forward to where all of this is going, in that we can bring in a larger realm of people, and that through that breadth we can reach more deeply people who currently do not have access, and that might not want access, but then that can, through that trickle-down effect,
accessibility has been such a really big...
Access is a really huge issue, and that I think is something that people don't quite understand, because if you don't have Wi-Fi, you don't have internet, you have dial-up and all of these different things, you begin to take them for granted.
How long have you been connected, do you think?
Hardwired in the way that I am now, I would say not very long in this space, probably 18 months.
Wow.
But
you've done a lot of stuff in that time.
In that span of time, I've done a lot of stuff, but you have to understand, from in actual having access to what is the interweb, my father gave me a, CompuServe account number in 1988.
Wow. Old school.
Really, really old school.
Do you still have that account?
I'm pretty sure that we still do somewhere. So I've known and have had knowledge of different things, but really been active or doing anything only 18 months, and just threw myself in and went, we'll see what happens.
Next time I see you, I expect to see your first ever very, very old email address emblazoned on a t-shirt or something. That looks so cool.
It will be Rojopelo, but it'll be at Hotmail.
I remember that.
Thank you. So, Brooklyn, and it's 10 past 11. I don't know what's playing now. We've had an eclectic mix the whole night. The pizza's still popping out of the oven, hot. The beer and the wine and other bits and bobs are still flowing, and I'm going to get back into some of that very goodness.